This is Kraftwerk.
This is my hometown, and I just believe this hometown wouldn't have been the same if this team had left here.
A look back at 25 years of Patriots ownership.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
And the Patriots are world champions again!
A touchdown! And a title for the Patriots!
I can't believe it!
We are all Patriots, and tonight, the Patriots are world champions!
Once again, here's Mark Bertrand.
When Robert Kraft bought the Patriots in 1994, he took over a team with five straight losing seasons with 10 starting quarterbacks in that time. But the cupboard wasn't bare. In 1993, the Patriots had drafted Drew Bledsoe with the first overall pick. He would quickly become the face of the franchise, and with his missile of an arm, Bledsoe went on to set passing records while leading his team to the playoffs in four of the Kraft's first five seasons.
You know, Drew really carried us right until the Belichick-Brady era.
The Patriots select Drew Bledsoe, quarterback, Washington State University.
The first game down in Miami when we're actually owner, even though we lost, you know, Drew Bledsoe went toe-to-toe with Dan Marino.
Two quarterbacks over 400 yards, nine touchdown passes. It all comes down to this. The Dolphins make the play. Timpson, the intended receiver.
You know, I think we scored over 30 points. When you do that, you shouldn't lose. I think he threw for over 400 yards.
The Miami Dolphins, on the strength of Dan Marino's five touchdown passes and nearly 500 yards in the air, hold off the New England Patriots in an extraordinary battle, 39-35.
We knew we had something pretty darn good.
You know, we really grew up here. I got here, I was 21 years old, fresh out of college, single. When I left here, I was 30 years old, married with three kids. Still not sure I've grown up like Robert. I still feel like I'm just a little kid.
I remember that game in Minnesota, which I think is still an NFL record.
The Kevin Turner game.
45 completions and 70 passes.
Bledsoe back to throw. Looks, floats to the end zone. Touchdown, the Patriots win to Kevin Turner. Drew Bledsoe's third touchdown pass of the game in overtime to Kevin Turner. And the Patriots come back from a 20-0 deficit to beat the Minnesota Vikings in overtime. The Patriots players are mobbing Kevin Turner. They're mobbing Drew Bledsoe. Performance by the second-year quarterback this afternoon.
And that was the game that put us on that seven-game win streak. That was 94. Yeah, where we went to the playoffs. I think of 96 in fog.
Heavy fog has engulfed this stadium, but all the weather forecasters pretty much say that this fog should dissipate by game time.
A capacity crowd, better than 60,000, turning out in Foxborough, still immersed in fog, although it shows signs of lifting.
This scene right here is very reminiscent to the 1988 Fog Bowl game, the playoff game between the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Drew threw that amazing pass to Terry Glenn.
And I don't know how he saw that one.
The Patriots come out with Byers on the left wing, Martin the lone setback. Coates is flexed off a couple of yards right. In motion to the right, now back to the left comes Byers. Play action fake by Bledsoe on first down, going long and deep. Down the right sideline, caught. Terry Glenn inside the 10 to the 5, to the 2. First and goal to go, Patriots. Drew Bledsoe.
We couldn't see it in our we couldn't see it, but it was... Think how cool it is for our fans and for our family to be here and host that.
Bledsoe had led his team all the way to Super Bowl 31, a loss against the Packers. The quarterback's toughness was on full display in 1998. Bledsoe threw two game-winning touchdowns in a seven-day span, all with a fractured finger.
Direct snap to Bledsoe. Here's the blitz. He looks. He fires. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Patriots. Deshaun Jefferson. Drew Bledsoe fires a 24-yard touchdown pass with 29 seconds left, and the Patriots take the lead. Bledsoe, play action fake, end zone, touchdown, Ben Coates, the Patriots win. How about Drew Bledsoe? How about Drew Bledsoe? Takes the Patriots 82 yards, wins on the game's final play. Drew Bledsoe!
Bledsoe does it again.
You know, my lasting memory is what he did for us in 01 when Tommy got hurt.
And it's third down and 8. Direct snap to Brady. Stands in the pocket. Stands in the pocket. Pulls the trigger complete. Troy Brown at the 45. At the 50. At the 45 of Pittsburgh. Down to the Steeler 40 goes Troy Brown. And a first down bullet delivered by Tom Brady, and he's injured.
He's down.
And Drew Bledsoe has come onto the field. Drew Bledsoe, who left the team in week 2 with a chest injury and replaced then by Brady. And now Bledsoe with a walk to the far side of the field.
Well, if you have to go to your backup quarterback in a championship playoff game, Gino, it's not bad to have a backup quarterback as good as Drew Bledsoe.
There is Patriots owner Bob Kraft.
Well, what a tough spot for Drew Bledsoe.
The first play for Bledsoe in months. Back to throw, looking, fires to the right. It is caught down to the Pittsburgh 25-yard line and a 15-yard strike by Drew.
Bledsoe on the move now. Heading for the sideline and is whacked out of bounds by Chad Scott. And that's very much the same kind of play that Bledsoe was injured earlier in the season.
Defenders came up and shoved Bledsoe out of bounds on the far side of the field with no reason to do it.
Let's go back and listen to this hit on the sideline.
I was pretty fired up. That was a crazy time.
He came in with slapping the players with great enthusiasm right away. He's in a good frame of mind.
He came in and finished the game through the touchdown to Patton.
Bledsoe throwing corner of the end zone. Touchdown!
A crazy, crazy time, but getting the chance to come back and play in that situation, it was pretty cool.
Celebrations in the Patriots executive box, celebrations around Drew Bledsoe on the field.
And he finished the game, and it was pretty special.
The New England Patriots have come into Pittsburgh and done the unthinkable.
So the memory of his first game and his last game with us and how he represented the franchise is just very special, Brandon. To this day, he's a great friend.
One of the coolest things about Mr. Kraft is that the people that are with him now, they were with him when he bought the team. You know, I mean, he's got the same guy that still drives him around that he had when he bought the team. The success in every way that Robert Kraft has had, but the loyalty and the way that he treats people around him and within the organization is really, really cool.
Next time on Kraftwerk.
I'm thrilled to be part of this organization and to be able to have the opportunity to lead this team.
Robert would say all the time, he's like, you know, just Belichick gets it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.